Okay, we're doing what do our coffee mugs say about us,
what
the staff?
What do coffee mugs say about us?
Yes. So let's go to Ari's.
I think Ari's array of mugs show that she is well-traveled. We have two travel mugs. One would never fit in a cup holder because it's bulbous and oversized Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. So Ari is up. She's topical. She's with the holiday.
Topical.
I think she shows great pride in her roots. She has an Indiana University mug, but then also is a proud owner of a Masterpiece Theater cup. Go ahead and say it.
It's Masterpiece Theater.
It's sort of like wearing the T-shirt of the band that you're seeing to the concert, having a Masterpiece Theater cup at a public radio station.
Okay, let's go to Rick's. Rick Stone.
Look at it. Is this priceless?
It's the Beatles, the White Album coffee cup.
I once wrote
it's totally white, nothing on it.
But look, it has these grooves that are horizontal. It's not your standard generic white mug.
It's like Rick is secretly like plain, but really he's more deep.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the mark of an individualist.
Let's do Alicia. Alicia Zuckerman.
What does a coffee mug say? First of all, it contains tea, but it says she's extremely busy because I believe that tea has been soaking in the water for at least 40, 45 minutes.
And it's a map of New York City's public transit subway, which
she doesn't drive. She's a very, very committed public transit user.
Okay, guys. Our boss, Dan Gretsch.
The fact that there are two WBUR coffee mugs on Dan's desk.
What we're seeing is the relics of Dan looking to work somewhere else, right?
Okay, let's go to mine.
I can't tell you what Sarah's cup says, but clearly she's about to dye Easter eggs.
Yeah, is that Tang? What is that, Tang?
It's Island Mango and Peach Tea.
Oh, see, now that's more telling.
That's definitely Sarah.
Exotic.
Breezy. Yeah, that's fruity. Sarah T. Yeah.
Fruity.
Breezy and fruity.
Breezy.
No, it's a Sarah.
Tea is a pretty serious drink, but I think Sarah takes serious things and brings levity to them. You want to bring out the tropical breeze side of everything, right?
Kenny, 2012. Kenny, 2016.
I think I missed. Yeah, I would have missed.
Okay, we have to do Terrence's coffee mug. Terrence Shepherd.
Here's my coffee mug here. It's here. It's, I try to be as sanitary as possible, so I use these styrofoam toss-away cups, which should probably tell you I'm a germaphobe.
Is that why you don't have a coffee cup?
You know, no, I think someone stole my coffee mug. I think it had WBUR on it.
Marva Hinton.
Well, you know, I don't even drink coffee, so I don't see why anyone would have a mug. So I guess I admire Terrence for that.
Kelly Mitchell.
What my coffee mug says about me is never loan me a coffee mug because this is Ariana Prothero's and I've had it for a year and a half.
Christine DiMatte.
Yay.
What does your coffee mug say about you?
My coffee mug is Wallace and Gromit. On one side it says bad dog, and the other side is good dog. So, you know, I'm going to leave it to my coworkers, too.
Right this is, now, it mostly says that you are animated.
Yeah.
And playful.
No, it definitely says she's animated.
What do Kenny's many cups say about him? Kenny Malone. Let's see, he has three different... Like those fake to-go cups, mm-hmm. Glass fake to-go cups.
I do.
Says corporate man, Starbucks, mm-hmm. And WLRN, corporate man.
I collect cups that look like fake cups, but are real cups because I think it's funny that people might see me with a cup and think that I'm a jerk because I'm using a disposable cup, but I still have to clean it. So it's the worst parts of both kinds of cups, and it makes me laugh that people make them.
Laura?
Yes, dear.
Laura Coburn.
I like my little cat with the whoopee balloon.
What do you think that says about you?
Fuzzy, likes to sit on laps.
A unique sense of humor. Thanks, Laura. Counts payable, most important person in the newsroom.